for 13 years for traveling to Connecticut to have sex with a minor. Prosecutors say 30-year-old Nathaniel Smith used internet messaging and video chat services to entice a 13-year-old girl into sexual activity. Smith was arrested when he arrived in New London from Colorado to meet the girl in January of 2016. He has been detained since his arrest, and that time served will count toward the 13-year prison sentence imposed yesterday. Senator Richard Blumenthal is issuing his support for the Navy's plan to make a big new investment in ships and aircraft. The Navy Accelerated Fleet Plan adds around 30 new ships and over 300 additional aircraft than originally planned. Blumenthal says the expanded procurement will mean significant investment in Connecticut-supported Navy programs. The plan calls for three new Virginia-class submarines, which are made by Electric Boat. With warmer weather now here, more motorcyclists will be on Connecticut's roads and highways, and state police are issuing a warning in the hopes that people will stay safe. State police say it's important for motorcyclists to follow the same rules as drivers of cars to avoid danger and possibly death. It's 9:09 on 1320 WATR. Let's have a look at the roadways. In Waterbury, 84 eastbound is slow from exit 23 to exit 25A. The westbound side from exit 25 to 23. In New Haven, an accident 15 northbound at exit 59. Stop and go traffic from exit 57 and 58. It's on the Hamden side of the West Rock Tunnel. Delays back up the hill to Woodbridge. Also, slow traffic in Hartford with an accident clearing. 84 eastbound at exit 50. Slow traffic from exit 43. It's approaching the downtown tunnel. And in Hartford, 91 southbound, also slow exit 34. Here's your weather forecast with meteorologist Bill Jackman.
Our Waterbury area weather, mostly sunny, warm and dry today with a high 76 to 82 and elevated fire risk for this afternoon. Clouds come in tonight, late night showers or a thunderstorm near 55. Tomorrow morning clouds and a shower, then becoming partly sunny, 65 to near 70. On Thursday, mostly sunny skies, temperatures 55 to near 60. On Friday, mostly sunny skies, 60 and more sunshine. Temperatures around 60 degrees for the day on Saturday.
Thank you, Bill. Right now it is 53 degrees at 9:11, and you're up to date. I'm Allison Demers, 1320 News.
Hills Gallery,
1320
WATR. Tom Hill.
There's the big intro.
That's good.
Hey, you were talking about concerts in the last bit we did and talking about who you like. So when we get done, I've got a song for you. I know you're a Bon Jovi guy. And do you know who Sam Moore is?
Sam Moore.
He's from Chicago.
Okay.
And he's a famous fellow that was in Sam and Dave, but nobody knew he was Sam Moore. And he did all these fabulous duets, and the CD's called Overnight Sensation. And after we talk, I'm going to play Looking for Love with Bon Jovi for you.
What?
Yep.
No.
I went deep into the Hills Gallery music crates, and that's going to be next.
I don't think I ever heard that.
Well, you're going to hear it after we talk.
You're freaking me out.
Yep. And I got one with Fantasia that maybe I'll do tomorrow night, who won American Idol with Sam.
Fantasia Barrino.
Yep.
Yes.
Well, you're good. You probably interviewed her somewhere.
I did, on the blue carpet at Disney when they opened up the American Idol experience.
I love it. Did somebody pay for your trip down to Disney when you interviewed?
Well, it was a remote. They sent, when I worked somewhere else, they had us interview everybody. That's when I met Daughtry and Carrie Underwood, blah, 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 blah.
I'll tell you
fabulous.
What, that American Idol, they're a hit manufacturer.
Totally agree.
Man. So you were asking me about some of the things. I go to some concerts, but scheduling, and I love local musicians, so I really try to go out and support them and play their CDs, etc. I did get down to see Weird Al Yankovic at the Palace because it was convenient, just drive downtown.
Sure.
Fantastic show. But I love to go see Tommy DeVito and Robert McAvely and Bo Bolero. They play Steely Dan spot on. You can usually catch them at Norfolk or Hartford now and then. I wish they'd get them downtown. I go see Marty Q, and when I need...
Of course.
And every now and then I run a broker's open house, and I always hire Marty as a solo to play the music, and he does a great job for me.
I love how Marty plays.
I went out last week. Sandy and I went out 2 weeks ago and saw... an Allman Brothers tribute band called Capricorn. Fantastic. Bill and Brett Calabrese and Dave Lasalata. At once a month, I go up to Walker to see the DeMichael Brothers and Funk That.
Yeah.
They're one of my favorite bar bands. Man, they're good. Although they could play any concert as well, because they also work in the DeVino Brothers with Harold Zinno. Sandy and I went up 4 weeks ago to the Warner Theater and saw the Tommy Show by The Who.
Yeah.
There was an 8-piece band there that was as good as anything I've ever seen, and the tickets were $22.
We are so blessed to have the Warner and the Palace and the Bushnell. You don't have to go to New York. Everything is right here.
DeVino Brothers, Mike DeVino and the late, great Dave DeVino, God rest his soul, Mario DeMichael, is blessed and thrilled to fill in for Dave in that band with all honor. It's great when a musician is, you know, so thrilled to represent.
Mm-hmm.
And Timmy Maya.
Absolutely.
I bring him on the radio. I love to see him. He's got a power trio that plays at La Tavola now and then on a Wednesday night. And you can see Timmy in a lot of different variations. He was at Seven Angels as that beautiful singer. He did a tribute recently there.
Is it Sinatra?
Nat King Cole.
Because I remember he did Sinatra, too. I'm like, that guy can do anything, Timmy Maya.
Sing the phone book.
He really is so good.
To quote Ed Flynn. And then to also quote Ed Flynn, he doesn't sing the song. He wears it. And then, a few Saturdays ago, I had recording artist Fran McIntyre on, a jazz singer. She'll be at the Silas Bronson Library for an afternoon show on April 29th, 2 o'clock. She'll have a quintet, and it'll be the Ella Fitzgerald's Centennial.
Mm-hmm.
And she calls it a jazz party. Mm. And she just called. So thank you for all the listeners that take the time to tune us in and listen to what we say. Poppy was just here from the Nathaniel Zembrowski show.
Yes, he's so sweet.
He was looking all dapper.
Today he's going to, it's a church thing. Gosh, forgive me.
Hartford Cathedral.
Oh, you know this already.
And
yes.
He's so important. It's so important to him. Besides looking good, he's going for a haircut before he gets to Mass.
He is so awesome. And they get these oils and they bring them back to their congregation. And, you know, for Holy Week, and all the kids will be there in their Catholic school clothes. It's so precious.
I think it's terrific. We need more God in the world. And one of my prayers is always, please eradicate the devil.
He is. You know the story.
No, he's in Syria.
Well, no,
he's
but I
ISIS.
Mean, his time, it says he will come again to judge the living and the dead, and this kingdom will have no end. You know that because you're Catholic, right?
Yes.
Okay. So Jesus is coming back, and when he does, he's going to squash Satan's head. He already did on Easter. He already went down. So I know I'm getting really religious, and Tom will go,
I wish he'd. I'm praying to him every night that he'd show up sooner than later.
Well, okay, yeah, because he's coming back. It says he's going to come in the clouds, and those who are asleep in Christ will rise first. I don't want to give you all the scripture.
No, but I'd rather he did it nicely than the atom bomb.
Exactly. But believers don't have anything to worry about if you...
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I like
evil
that.
Evil can't touch
right.
you.
Okay, good. You just helped me out. Thank you, Minister. All right. On that note, it's been an absolute thrill to sit in for Mr. Shoot another day. I'm here two more. Love working with you.
Love working with you.
And this next song by Sam Moore features your boyfriend,
what?
John Bon Jovi.
This.
And it's called Looking for Love.
I'm looking for love. I'm looking for love.
Looking.
I'm looking for love.
I've got to find
I'm looking
someone.
I'm looking for love to
just anyone. How do you know when you found the one? Right there.
No, she's not over there.
Over here?
No, that ain't her.
Oh, right there.
Look to your right.
And I found her. I keep looking. And I found her. I keep searching for love.
Just fix my breakfast. Oh. I don't need all that other stuff.
You let him stay till breakfast?
Okay.
Sam Moore, Mr. Bon Jovi, and the album is called Overnight Sensation, and Allison and I were talking about the hit-making machine of American Idol. This CD was produced by Randy Jackson, Travis Tritt, Paul Rogers, Billy Preston, Sting, all kinds of great people on it. You might want to pick it up, Overnight Sensation, really a treat, and I'll play more of it as we roll on, and that was for Allison and you out in the audience. Thanks for all the calls. Thrilled to be sitting in for Tom Shute, who is back Friday.
Palace 10.2, the party of the decade, returns to the Palace Theater on Friday, May 19th. Be there for City Lights, City Nights, a music and culinary cross-country trip featuring food and music from New Orleans, Chicago, Vegas, and Miami. It's six different parties in one location with specialty bars, food stations, and live music. The party kicks off at 5 on the theater's loading dock with craft beers, food trucks, and the Rubber City Blues Band. Then the doors swing open at 6 to New Orleans-style food, drinks, and the Chris Coogan Quintet. Check out the Poli Club for Chicago-style blues with Danny Dreyer, the cool vibe of the Vegas Lounge with Lee Dino, and special guests Phil Elvis Myrano. Dance the night away on the stage at a hot Miami club featuring Perfect Timing. And cap off the night and sing along with piano man Sean Lewis. Tickets include two drinks and food stations. For Palace 10.2 tickets, go to palacetheaterct.org or call 203-346-2000.
Hey, nice ad. That's Sherry Marcucci from the Palace. You can hear her live every Friday here from 9 to 10.
As you travel through life, it's all about how you roll. Me, I go for the gold. Like this new gold premium play scratch ticket from the Connecticut Lottery. With top prizes of $500,000, there's just something about it that instantly makes you feel special. Premium. Golden. And for just $5, all that gold could be yours. Eureka. Gold Premium Play from the Connecticut Lottery. Get your gold today. Please play responsibly. Overall odds 1 in 3.97. Odds vary during game. Must be 18 or older to purchase. CTLottery.org.
Thank you. I always try to get my lotto ticket. And now, let's go to a couple of talented brothers and their staff.
It's time to spring forward with the new and leave the winter behind. What better way to do that but to remodel your home or business? Hi, I'm Lucy Santapietro, the office and financial manager at Sullivan Brothers Remodeling. And when you call, I'm generally the first person you talk to. I schedule your free estimate and help throughout the project in any way I can. If it's on the inside or the outside of a home or business, we design it, we build it, we remodel it, we do everything but live in it. The enjoyment part we leave to you. No job is ever too small or too big. Whatever your home or business remodeling needs, Sullivan Brothers has been serving the community for nearly 30 years. You'll find our talented staff extremely pleasant to work with, if I should say so myself. Call for your free in-home estimate or visit our beautiful showroom located at number 1 Wilkett Road on the Waterbury-Wilkett Town Line. 203-879-4555. Sullivan Brothers, your one-stop building and remodeling center.
Because clients call in as you're on your way out, Webster Bank offers flexible appointments. Because you always remember at 4 a.m. what you forgot at 4 p.m., Webster's on call 24/7. Because remodeling your home is hard enough, Webster makes financing it easier. Whatever matters most to you, Webster Bank personalizes solutions that are responsive to your goals. Find out more at WebsterBank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Webster Bank N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Wow. Where am I? Allison and I were just talking about how not to say. Let's see. Let me see if I can squeeze this tune in by Bob Samanchek, guitar teacher, played with Marty Q. This is to Joe Stango and you for All the Complication in the World. Interesting lyrics. Make sure you listen.
Hot spots, Xbox, Botox. Sign me up for a detox. All this talk of gigabyte and kilobyte. I coil in resistance with all my might. Welcome to the new generation. I could use a long vacation. There's too much information. Information. MySpace, a book face, a rat race. I'm just moving to my own pace. People on the street looking all alone. They think they've got the world on their cell phone. Welcome to the new generation. I could use some medication. There's too much information. Everything is crystal clear in HD. Let me put my glasses on so I could see. But I must admit, it's got me curious. When did radio become so serious? There's too much information. Welcome to your new destination. Step right up and join the nation. You just got your invitation.
Grow your money the tax-friendly way. Individual retirement accounts offer unique ways to build better savings to help you live the retirement lifestyle you desire. Visit a local Thomaston Savings Bank branch today to discuss your retirement options. Invest in an IRA that makes sense from the experts around here. Thomaston Savings Bank. You get more when you're next door. Member FDIC.
I think I should give you the weather one more time. It's push-buttonitis here.
Good morning, Tom. Elevated fire danger for this afternoon here in the Waterbury area as we'll have mostly sunny, warm conditions, a high reaching 76 to 82 for the inland areas. Going to the shoreline, well, it'll be a bit cooler, around 70 or 75. Clouds come in tonight, late night showers or thunderstorms, 55. Morning clouds and a shower tomorrow, then becoming partly sunny, 65 to 70. Mostly sunny, upper 50s on Thursday. Mostly sunny near 60 Friday and again on Saturday. This is WATR meteorologist Bill Jacquemin.
And it's been a thrill sitting in for you. I think I'll finish you up with the ventures, then we'll bring in Barbara Davitt for Coffee Break. Tom Hill signing off, tomhill.com. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and watch for my signs.
Well, good morning. This is Barbara Davitt, and I'm delighted you're there. And I don't know how you do it, Mr. Hill. I can't see a thing. Where are the lights? Why am I talking to people in the dark?
It's dark when I get
Oh, boy, that's much better. My word. You know, Larry Rifkin did that, too. Worked in the dark.
Another talented individual.
Out of here. Out.
You got it.
Okay, good. Goodbye. Oh, dear me. You just need a scorecard here. He's just due, for sure. Listen, I heard Allison say this morning that that there was a problem in Prospect on Route 69. They were working or there was something happening, and it was one-way traffic. See, that's why I come the back way. No problem whatsoever. Isn't this something, this business with Delta? I made a mistake yesterday. I don't know what I was thinking about. All weekend long, they talked about the delays because of the weather. And I flew Delta. I flew Delta in March when I went on the cruise, flew to Florida and back. And I don't know. I just decided to call to find out if my miles had been recorded because I have a Delta credit card. And when the operator came on and told me that my wait time would be 1 to 2 hours, then I realized everyone was calling Delta to try to reschedule or get their money back or what have you. So, yeah, timing is everything. Terrible. And now this thing yesterday with a man that was pulled off. Awful. He was bleeding. They dragged him up the aisle. They dragged him out of a seat that he had paid for legally just so that they could put one of their own on. Now, there's something very wrong with that picture, and I'm certainly hoping that someone pays for this. You know, it's more than money, for sure. Oh, he'll get his money back. That's not right. He wanted to complete his trip, and he had every right to do that. I'll be back in just a minute.
Mirabelle's Italian restaurant is Prospect's finest. Chef Lewis, schooled in Italy, oversees the kitchen. Your favorites are cooked to perfection, Italian style. Mirabelle's is the perfect place for lunch, for dinner, or a cocktail at the end of a busy day. If it's Italian food you crave, look no further than Mirabelle's and Chef Lewis's Italian kitchen. Call 203-758-5525 for reservations. Mirabelle's is the perfect place for that special birthday or anniversary party. Mirabelle's has a private room that holds up to 40 people. Mirabelle's Italian Restaurant, 50 Waterbury Road, Route 69 Prospect. Call 203-758-5525 for all things Italian.
Steve said, Mr. Hill makes things interesting, and he certainly does. I don't know what happened there, but something happened there, and I just want you to know it was not my fault. All right. Oh, well, where is Tom when you need him? Tom Shute when you need him, I guess. No, I shouldn't say that about Tom. He is, I'm talking about Tom Hill now. You know, he is doing a service. He's here doing the morning show so that Tom can go on vacation. And that's the important thing for sure. We will have a contest and we will take a look at the weather. I think, not really sure. I think nothing is sure today. Anyway, a couple of things. I told you yesterday we were going to talk about Massimo Ferragamo. Now, it doesn't get any more Italian than that, does it? It's a Ferragamo name, of course, you know. You know, for luxury. I guess that's how we know that name. The chairman of Ferragamo USA is this 59-year-old man. He's only 59. He's the youngest son of the founder of the fashion house. He has very strong roots in fashion, of course, the whole family has. But recently, he started another career. Mm-hmm. He found a second career in the world of hospitality. He started this back in, I think it was to the early, no, it was 2003. It was in there somewhere anyway. He loves Tuscan wine, and he decided he wanted to buy this 80-year-old, it was 800-year-old house that was there, and it has, you know, on many, many, many acres. So what he did is he bought it, and he turned it into a very upscale resort. Yeah. And he spends, many months there. You know, he goes back and forth, I guess. When you have that kind of money, I guess you can do just that. So he travels everywhere. Of course, Tuscany, I guess it's summer that's really the best time, right? Summer and fall in Italy. I remember many years ago, we went to Italy with Dan Alessio, Dan and Judy, and Dan's family was there, but they were way down south. And so we went, and it was really very enlightening. There were six of us. And when the train stopped, there were six cars waiting for the six of us because they had to have an American in each car. It was wonderful, absolutely wonderful. But if I remember correctly, August, there's no one there in August. That's when they all go on vacation. So you keep that in mind if you want privacy. I guess you go in August, so no one else is there to wait in line or do anything else. I don't remember if restaurants, I imagine they were all open, but the people in the cities go on vacation in August. This man, I guess, has this hotel, and it is absolutely gorgeous, they say. Many of the hotels welcome children. They do. Especially along the coast. They have lots of activities for young people, and I guess kids are welcome at almost any restaurant in Tuscany. Most don't have children's menus, though, but that's all right. I mean, they're just happy to have you there, and they will make whatever you want to have. But as I said, off-season is probably a better time. Winter's not bad. You know, how cold does it get there? I don't know. Do you know that Rachel Torello is in Italy right now? Yes, she is. And, she's a doctor. She's a teacher. And, she is a very smart young lady. And she is over there. I think she's teaching a course. So I'm going to have to ask how she found it. I don't know when she's coming back. Well, anyway, you're listening to 1320 WATR. In Waterbury, Connecticut. And this happens to be Kathleen.
Celebrate Ludwig van Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, Ode to Joy, a glorious and jubilant masterpiece with Maestro Leif Bjaaland and the Waterbury Symphony Orchestra on Saturday, April 22nd, 8 p.m. at Naugatuck Valley Community College Fine Arts Center. The WSO welcomes the Yale Opera Program Vocal Quartet, Connecticut Choral Society, New Jersey Choral Society, and Naugatuck Valley Community College Choir. Ode to Joy, April 22nd, 8 p.m. Enjoy a pre-concert lecture, 7 to 7:30 p.m. at NVCC, located at 750 Chase Parkway, Waterbury. Call for tickets, 203-574-4283, or online at waterburysymphony.org. Thank you to our corporate sponsors, McDermott Performance Solutions and Webster Bank.
Well, thank you very much, Kathleen. Very nice. I told you yesterday that we were going to be talking about cruising. Not for long. We're just going to talk for a minute or two. But I understand that Royal Caribbean, which is known for their ships, has now decided to start another company, a touring company. So they're going to be known for their land trips as well as trips on the ocean. Well, I guess more and more people are tuning into things like that. I really don't know if it's going to be here you know, the islands, or if it's going to be Europe. We'll have to wait, I guess, to find out about that. Well, we're going to talk about a woman who has a very interesting... Well, before we do that, Laura Dowling, you know what her name is? You know who she is? Well, she was the woman in charge of flowers for the White House for a long time. I'm going to talk about her in just a minute, but I meant to read this to you yesterday, and I never got around to it, but I'm going to do it now because I don't want to forget again. You know how I read the articles in the New York Times all about Dear Diary is what they call it, and people send in their comments, and usually I read them and I laugh because most of them are really very funny. This one, however, I picked up, and it says, Dear Diary, every Christmas I travel from Philadelphia to New York to spend a couple of days on the Upper West Side with my sister, who is 82. I'm 90. On Christmas Eve, we walked up Broadway to a little hole-in-the-wall shop. Beard Papa's is the name of it. We went up there for coffee and cream puffs. I sat at a small table while my sister stood in line. I watched a much younger woman at an adjacent table struggling with an overladen shopping bag from which a bouquet of long-stemmed roses threatened to fall out. The bag then toppling, but finally everything seemed to work and everything went back in order. And the roses were safe. I smiled at the younger woman and showed her my crossed fingers, and she crossed hers in return. A few seconds later, she put a beautiful rose on my table. I thanked her and then said, "But why are you doing this?" And she said, "Because I don't have a mother anymore." Is that the saddest thing and the most beautiful thing? Yeah, I loved it, too. I hope you did. Very, very nice. All right, we're moving on.
Imagine you make a donation to a charity that you love, and just like that, your gift grows. It's time for Give Local Greater Waterbury and Litchfield Hills, our region's 36-hour online give-a-thon, brought to you again by Connecticut Community Foundation and Ion Bank Foundation. From 7 a.m. on Tuesday, April 25th to 7 p.m. on Wednesday, April 26th, you can visit givelocalccf.org and donate to any of over 200 local charities. During the event, all donations will be boosted further by bonus funds contributed by local businesses. By giving, you can also help your favorite organizations win cash prizes. Since 2013, $3.2 million has been raised for local nonprofits through Give Local. This year, we want to raise more than ever. Visit givelocalccf.org on April 25th and 26th to join the fun and make our local communities even better. Let's give back, give together, and give more on April 25th and 26th at givelocalccf.org. Proudly sponsored by WATR 1320 AM.
Thank you, Stephen. You're listening to 1320 WATR in Waterbury, Connecticut. There is a woman by the name of Laura Dowling. Interesting job. She was on the first day of spring, incidentally, she released a book, Floral Diplomacy at the White House. And I guess it contains a number of juicy details about decorating and drama at her former place of employment, and little anecdotes about flower arrangements and craft projects and things like that. She won the job through a competition in the fall of 2009, not unlike those on The Apprentice, I guess. After an 8-month process of applications and interviews, 3 florists were finalists, and they were sequestered separately on the ground floor of the executive mansion. And they were put there for something like 4 hours. 4 hours. And during that time, they had to fully deck out a table for a State Department dinner and create an arrangement for the Blue Room and another for the soon-to-be beige Oval Office, for which Miss Dowling said she used orange and amber. Miss Dowling was hired. She finally got the job after the competition. And for 6 years, she oversaw the large number of floral arrangements in the private and public spaces of the presidential residence. In addition to the tablescapes of private Obama family parties and official galas, including state dinners. You know, they gave her $7,000. That was her budget for flowers, just flowers alone. She was first attracted to the trade back in 2000 while working in Washington after being wowed by the displays of flowers in markets in Paris. She decided that this is what she really wanted to do. In her years working at the White House, Miss Dowling tried to, I guess, tailor flowers to occasions. And when the German Chancellor, Angela Merkel, came to visit, she made sure that she did not use anything that was white. No white flowers at all. Because I guess in some countries, including Germany, white is considered a funeral color. Yes. In many cultures, as a matter of fact, white is taboo. She did not avoid all the pitfalls, though. And in 2005, under somewhat unexplained circumstances, her employment was canceled. She was no longer there. But, you know, they still don't know why. I guess she did something. And she knows better than to talk about it, because if she talked about it, then there probably would be no job down the line. I'll be back.
At Companions and Homemakers, one of the things we've learned over the past 25 years is that everyone's needs are different. That's why we employ a variety of caregivers so that we can provide families with caring individuals that are matched to clients based on common interests, personalities, and the specific needs of each client. Our caregivers can help with everything from companionship, shopping and errands, transportation to appointments, light housekeeping, mobility, and personal care, including dressing, bathing, and incontinence care. And for those that need even more help, we have 24-hour live-in care, all with the goal of helping our clients maintain familiar routines and improve their quality of life at home. To learn more, visit us on the web at companionsandhomemakers.com or call us anytime at 1-800-348-HOME and let's discuss your needs and why we believe home is better. Home is always better.
I welcome you back. I'm Barbara Davitt, 1320. I told you we had two books to talk about. And the other book is, I guess they're re-releasing a book that was written by Eleanor Roosevelt. Yeah, she didn't want to be visible. That was the kind of woman. And she was just thrown into the job. I guess her first book was It's Up to the Women. And it was supposed to help women face the Great Depression. And to say that her act of writing this book was, I mean, it was shocking. That's what they thought, that she shouldn't have been putting these things, her fears and her thoughts, on paper. After all, she was the First Lady, but she was also a very public figure and a very vocal figure. I thought she was wonderful. I told you, when we lived in Poughkeepsie, I was on the air up there at WKIP and used to see her walking the streets of Poughkeepsie. Yeah, she used to shop at Luggy Platt's. That was the big department store there. And there was another one, too. I can't remember it. But she really was there for everyone, for all women. She was very inspirational at times. This book, I guess, is a very practical book. It includes a detailed week's worth of inexpensive meals for the family. Eleanor Roosevelt, yes, this is what it, lots of recipes that you could use. She talks about her support of public education, outlines her belief in raising independent children, and she works through all kinds of thoughts about work and play. Sometimes I think the most troubled people I know are the very rich, especially many of them who have grown up in idle luxury. That's a quote from Eleanor Roosevelt. Now, this book is coming out again, re-released, so I'm going to have to pick it up because I don't think I read it way back when. She was quite the lady, I thought. Quite the lady. We're going to go to a contest question in a minute, but a couple things I want to tell you about. The Waterbury Lions Club will hold their annual breakfast on April 30th at the Elf Club, downtown Waterbury, 8 to 11:30. Eggs, toast, sausage, potatoes, fruit. I mean, it's coffee, tea, of course. It's really quite an affair. Tickets are available at Bunker Hill Pharmacy at the door and from any Lions Club member. So why don't you join us? Yeah, I'm a member of the Waterbury Lions Club. Join us for a wonderful breakfast and fabulous raffle prizes, that's for sure. All right? That is coming up on April 30th. Also, oh, that horrible shooting yesterday. That horrible shooting in the San Bernardino school. I have to tell you, I saw an interview on network television last night where the well-known person who was hosting this, who should have known better, looked at this woman and said, "Tell me, were you relieved when you found out that your child was all right? Do you believe that anyone in their right mind would ask a question like that?" I know, boggles my mind. And they're getting the big bucks. Of course they are. I'll be back.
At the Seven Angels Theater in Waterbury, March 23rd through April 23rd, it's the global phenomenon that has wowed audiences for over 40 years. Jesus Christ Superstar. Christ's final days are dramatized with emotional intensity, thought-provoking edge, and explosive theatricality, propelled by a stirring score, by turns driving and majestic, satirical and tender. Jesus Christ Superstar illuminates the transcendent power of the human spirit with a passion that goes straight to the heart. Matinees are 2 p.m., evenings at 8 p.m. Are you 25 or younger? Tickets are just $25. Call or stop in the box office to purchase. Plus, there are special food and drink nights and matinees during the run of the show. It's Jesus Christ Superstar at Seven Angels Theater, One Plank Road, Waterbury, just off I-84 with free parking. Call the box office, 203-757-4676, 203-757-4676, or go to sevenangelstheater.org. Jesus Christ Superstar, a fabulous full-stage musical based on the original 1971 production.
I have to tell you, it is one fabulous production. So don't miss it. Everyone that I know, or so many people that I know, have gone back two and three times. As a matter of fact, my friend Patty saw it three times. Mm-hmm. It's that good. So make sure you get yourself over there, all right? Yeah, we have a contest question, and I think without further ado, we should go to it now. Don't have time this morning, but I'll tell you about some of the shows, television shows, that are on the verge of being canceled. And maybe a couple of them are your favorites. We're also going to talk about Breslin. Did you ever read him? Yeah, Jimmy Breslin. He wrote for all of the big newspapers in New York, and he just passed away. And I guess Mr. Breslin did not leave much behind for family. We'll talk about that tomorrow as well. But my telephone number is 203-757-1320. First person to call with the right answer, my winner. If you've won within the past 30 days, I'm asking you not to call, all right, because you will not be eligible. Here's the contest question. I have like three of them here. I guess I'll go with this one. Who was the first sports figure to be featured on the covers of Time, Sports Illustrated, Newsweek, and U.S. News and World Report on the very same day? 203-757-1320. Call me now. Thank you.
just remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say, I love you. On that, you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by. Jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by.
Julius LaRosa. I have this CD that I think it says, Hey, Look Me Over. That's the title of it. Some great music on this. Oh, by the way, I don't have a winner. I'll give you the answer in a minute. The music that makes me dance happens to be one of my favorite songs, and that's on this. Cabaret, As Time Goes By, Hey, Look Me Over, Here I Am in Love Again. It's great. Absolutely wonderful. I noticed recently that I play a lot of male vocalists more than female vocalists. I wonder why that is. I don't know. But anyway, Magic Johnson was the correct answer. And I will come up with a new one for you tomorrow. Sunny, warm, 76 to 82, be still my heart. I guess it's supposed to be nice tomorrow as well, 65 to 70, but sunny. And for the rest of the weekend, very nice. Sunday, maybe a shower in the afternoon, but that's it. Going to be gorgeous right through Monday. That's it for me. I want you to stay tuned for the news, followed by Steve Noxon, who always comes to my defense. Steve Noxon and Talk of the Town. Stay tuned.
Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Syria still denies using chemical weapons.